We're doing Chovat Talmidim. We're up to page Yud Chet, page 15 in the PDF edition, and we're in the last paragraph of the first chapter. Every one of you could lean on his friend and say, "Gdolei Yisrael mishar habachurim zulati yitzmachu." A person could rely on his friends and say, "They'll be the giants of Israel." And so I could be lackadaisical, I could be lax. But you should know, if you'll be lax, your friends will also be lax. They'll rely on you. What'll be with the Torah? If everyone just relies on everyone else, who will be the giants? We each have that responsibility. The holy nation of Israel, what'll be with this nation? What'll be with the holy Shechina? Nar ubachur Yisrael, lad, youngster of Israel, lomet Torah v'doresh tashem kagadol kakatan, al kol echad mikem chov mutal legalot mikirbo et nishmat Yisrael. Everyone who learns Torah, be it someone who's older or younger, each one of you have the responsibility to reveal from within you the great neshama that you have, v'lasot et atzmo la'amod, and to force yourself to stand up. Ashobet Yisrael yishen alav. You should become le'amud. You should become the pillar that the house of Israel will rest on. In bachem af echad asher yuchal liftor et atzmo min achayut hazo. There is none among you who could say that he is relieved of this responsibility. Each one has the responsibility to be the pillar that the house of Israel stands on.